Officials who opened a new justice facility in Auckland this morning did so with a promise that it will have made a significant difference by this time next year. The Māori-based service is at Oranga Tamariki's existing care and protection facility for 10 to 16-year-olds called Whakatapa Pōkai in South Auckland suburb of Weymouth. It's hoped to give teens with difficult upbringings a chance at turning their lives around before they re-offend. Katie Todd was at the opening.
The sound of Waiata this morning as the new youth justice arm of Whakataka Pōkai was opened. It's a much warmer welcome than the facility received when it was first proposed. People living nearby in Weymouth were quick to point out there's already three other correctional facilities within 4 kilometres. They told RNZ they were worried about crime and potential escapees putting neighbouring families and children at risk. Today at the opening, Associate Children's Minister Porto Williams said a lot of work had been done to smooth the pathway and ensure the facility isn't just tolerated but welcomed.
If we can get the community to not only have the facility but to welcome it here because they know that the work that is going to happen here is so important, I thank you for getting us to that place. Not an easy job.
Oranga Tamariki says the facility will be quite unlike the others nearby, offering intense and wraparound support for 15 young offenders at a time, with a less institutional feel. It's been designed with input from Waikato Tonui Mana Whenua. Oranga Tamariki's head of youth justice, Alan Borum, says staff will be using a Māori evidence-based approach, one that involves working with whānau and looking back to look forward.
There won't be many young people in here. That's because the backgrounds that they come from will be incredibly challenging, and we have to be able to give all the focus and effort that we can to make sure that they're able to turn their lives around.
Vulnerable teenage boys and girls will be referred to Whakataka Pōkai after being remanded or sentenced by the youth court. Children's Minister Calvin Davis says the intention is to break that cycle of crime, stop them reoffending, and get them out of the justice system for good.
By the time a young person comes to the attention of youth justice, it's really their first offence, and that's even more likely when they come into a residential setting. So they need a lot of help, as do their whānau.
Kelvin Davis says Whakataka Pōkai is a place the local community can be proud of.
In a year's time, I hope I can be back here with kaimahi and the community, and we can all be humbled by the difference that Whakataka Pōkai has made in the lives of young people.
Alan Borum says he's committed to making sure that happens. The facility is the first of 100 new youth justice beds promised by the government since the age of youth justice was raised to 18 in 2019. For Checkpoint, call Katie Todd, TNA.